Love to share recipes on the show, but this time I have something a little extra special. I do have a guest here today. Actually, it's a returning guest. CGSF student journalist Senya Shriko is here today to talk about a restaurant that she visited recently. Hi, Senya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I just want to learn more about the restaurant that you attended. Please, first off, what was the name of it?
It's called Sushi Green Restaurant. It's a Sushi Green Leaf restaurant. It's like a mix of Japanese and Korean. At least that's what their website said.
Hey, I love it. And what part of the city? Like, is it Vancouver, New West, Burnaby?
Burnaby. It's like near Lougheed Mall.
Okay, awesome. And before we get into hearing about the restaurant, I am going to put the address and all the things in show notes, so no stressing about that. Okay, so tell me about the experience. Like, when you walked in, did you like the look, the vibe?
Yeah, it's a very cozy restaurant. There wasn't a lot of people then, because I guess it was like 5 p.m., so like not a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It was it wasn't big, but it was like honestly comfy.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so because the beauty of having Senya here today is I feel like I'm going to be trying out some of these recipes. Restaurants, guys. Look at me, always in the cooking headspace. But I feel like I'm going to, because I love sushi, so I'm here for it. So tell me, what did you enjoy? What did you have?
Okay, I forgot what this dish was called, but it was basically like we ordered this dish with rice and like chicken with mayonnaise on it.
Mm.
It was so good.
Top tier.
We also ordered gyoza, which is like a Korean dish, I believe. Mm-hmm. Also good. Recommend.
Love it. And the gyoza, was it filled with?
It was filled with pork.
With pork, yeah, because I've had it filled with pork before. So, okay, so delicious, tasty, filling was great. Love that.
And the sushi, I think we just had like some sushi with sashimi, like with just like with raw fish, tamago, and another with like these little crab meats inside, and like that's it basically.
Okay, I love it. And would you say that the price range was like affordable, would you say, or was it like really high end, you know what I mean, cheap eats, like what would you?
Okay, well, technically the original price was like $50-something.
Okay.
But me and like a friend, because we went together, we like split the bill, so we each had to pay $25.
Okay, so that's not outrageous.
Yeah,
that's especially for like dinner vibes. This is also another question I love asking is, were you pleasantly full when you were done?
Yeah.
That's so important, guys, because nothing grinds my gears than going out for dinner and feeling hungry afterwards, type of thing, right? So you took some photos, did you?
I have it on my Insta story, but let me actually find it.
Yeah, I would love to kind of hear a little bit more about some of the photos you may have taken. If you haven't already followed Beats and Eats on Instagram, you can, because I have been posting photos of food that I've either talked about or has been talked about on the show. So the handle is Beats and Eats BC. So that is pretty much it. And you'll find the account easily online. So
this is how it looks like.
Okay, guys, I am looking at the photo. I wish that we could just share through the radio airways.
The sushi
is sushiing, guys. It is. I will say this. It's portion sizes look quite healthy. Right? Like it's like a large portion size. So I totally get you when you say that when you left, you were feeling quite full. Like, so now my question to you is, would you go back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I definitely would, to be honest.
Absolutely. Sometimes when I go to a restaurant and I really enjoy what I see, I do look at what I would get when I come back. Did you do that at all?
No, because that was actually my first time at that restaurant.
Okay, sounds good. All right. So, again, it is Green Leaf Sushi. It is in the Lougheed Mall. I will include the address and all the things, just in case you want to try it out. It seems like it is a pretty affordable spot, and you know, and it's good vibes, good energy. And what night did you go?
Tuesday.
You went on a Tuesday night. Okay, so that's good. So, which is great, because I think, you know, when we think about going to out for dinner and things like that, that we always think about the weekend. So I love the fact that you guys went out on a weeknight to go and visit. And so is there anything you want to share about this restaurant before?
There's not much. I thought it was like a family restaurant because it does look like a family restaurant, but I don't think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I've actually heard about it before. Like, I've seen it passing by, but I just like never thought to go there until like a friend of mine, like, she sent me like various different restaurants, and I just like looked into some of them, and I was like, I want to go to this one.
Hey, I love it. So I'm glad that you went and you were pleasantly surprised, I would say, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, Senya, thank you so much for stopping by today and talking about this restaurant. I'm going to try it out. I think I'm going to try it out, and I think I'm going to try it out on a weeknight. I know I just shared a whole bunch of events that I am going to be going to in the next couple weeks, so I am swamped. But March is just around the corner, so I'm going to definitely give it a go in March.
You should.
Yay, all right.
I really do recommend it.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I am going to get into, you know what? Before I get into some music, I am going to talk about another event that food is going to be a component of it. And it is an event that I have talked about when this show used to be open mic, when it didn't really have a name. And this is an event that's actually going to be happening at SFU. So the SFU Student Learning Commons is hosting a soup circle on Wednesday, February 25th. So next Wednesday from 12 to 2. And it's going to be at the Burnaby campus in the Bennett Library Room 3020. So this event is going to be offering free soup, Bannock, and casual conversations focused on academic success, featuring the theme "What I Did on My Reading Break." So, for those who don't know, it is reading break right now at SFU. So, this will be a great time to come back and reflect on what you did. All the circles take place in the Student Learning Commons consultation area, which is at the back left corner of the ground floor of the library. Registration is not required, but I will still include a link in the show notes where you can get more information and to stay up to date, because they do offer soup circles several times throughout the year. So I'm going to get back into a bit of music. We're going to hear a couple tracks from an artist that goes by the name Omar. The first track that we are going to hear is called "I've Been Waiting," and then the second track is called "Brighter the Days."
Appreciation, know that I can shower onto you. sure that this time it's the farthest way you may lead. Gonna put aside my pride where ego can't be achieved. All it takes is a little faith, working on your best belief. By the time of work is done, you'll have the bitter part of me.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
This is Bird Note. It's one of those clear, quiet winter mornings on the bay. The silence is broken by a series of loud, insistent calls. What's the source of this wild refrain? There, 100 yards out where the water deepens, is a small cluster of sea ducks, dressed mostly in white. They're long-tailed ducks, back for the winter from nesting far to the north. Long-tailed ducks are named for the male's plumage. Long, slender tail plumes extend almost a foot behind his body. Long-tailed ducks are far more vocal than most ducks, a feature that has earned them a host of charming nicknames. The name that probably comes closest to capturing the sound of the male's call is from the Cree language, Hahaway. This winter, along either coast or on the Great Lakes, listen for long-tailed ducks. By listening, you'll have an advantage, because they can be hard to spot. When they're feeding, long-tailed ducks spend a lot of time underwater, and they can dive as deep as 200 feet. Even so, you can get a good look at a long-tailed duck on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein. This episode is dedicated to Dan Moore for his many years of board service and generous support of Bird Note.
You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish Territory. And we heard two tracks from Omar. The first track was I've Been Waiting, followed by Brighter the Days. So I, although we had a restaurant recap and review, which I'm so excited about, again, cannot wait to try out Green Leaf Sushi in Lougheed Mall. But I'm going to share a really quick recipe for a beverage, because I know it's been chilly in these streets, these Lower Mainland streets, but we have had some sun, and sun always gets me feeling like I want to be in the Caribbean, because that is where my heart lies for sure. So I am going to give you a quick recipe for a mango coconut water spritzer. And the juice that I used was a mango juice, but you can use pineapple juice, guava juice, any type of juice that you'd like, really. I used 3 cups. Then I used 2 cups of coconut water. You can also use 3. I love coconut water. You can pretty much play around with the measurements there. I do like to add a little bubbly to this beverage because it is a spritzer. So I add about 2 cups to 2.5 cups of carbonated water or even club soda. And then I like to add 1 cup of frozen mango chunks. You can also throw in some lime slices, a bit of mint. You can pretty much have fun, go with it, you know what I mean? And pretty much that is it. You kind of like pour all your juices, all your liquids in a jug, mix it together, and you are good to go. And then pop it in the fridge, and you are living your best life. So I will include that some photos about a spritzer that I've made in the past on Instagram. So I want to thank you. I cannot believe that we're already coming to the end of the show. Thank you for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. Before I make way for the show Young Artists Bedroom to start their show, I'm going to play a couple tracks from BC electronic artist Jada G, born in Grand Forks, BC. And that's several hours away from Vancouver. Jada G was trained in classical piano and violin as a youth and grew up listening to genres such as jazz, blues, and R&B. She began collecting records and learning how to mix in the early 2010s. Jada got deeper into house music during a brief period of living in LA. So here we're going to be listening to her track, Listen Closely, followed by Fathom 5.